Okay, let's learn some Chumash. Today is a very special day. Before we begin with Chumash Parshas Voeschanan, let's begin with Inyoni D'Yoyim Mamish. What is today? Today is Tuva Av. There was no Tachlin today. And there was no Tachlin yesterday either. It's a Yom Tov. Lo Hayu Yom Erev. Erev Tuva Av. Lo Hayu Yom Im Tovim L'Yisrael. Kechamisha Asa Be'av. And Yom HaKippurim, Shebohem. On these 2 days, the Benois Yisrael would go out in the fields and would dance, would borrow. Everyone would wear white clothing, and no one would purchase their own garments. Everyone would borrow from the other in order not to embarrass those that cannot afford to buy beautiful clothing. The daughter of the Melech would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Oh, you'll ask a question, but L'Chaira, the whole purpose is not to embarrass those that don't have. The answer is they have very different tastes. Just because they both can afford to buy nice clothing, the daughter of the Melech would never buy the dress of the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Because when it comes to clothing, Tavreach, Imres, Vakeach, so it would not suit her well to wear someone else's garments. Everyone wore the garments of someone else in order not to embarrass, and the boys would come and would watch the girls dance. Could you imagine? Today, they would be put in cherem. Today, they would ruin all of their shidduchim. The boys are watching the girls dance. And I always wondered, today we live in such a frum world, you must have a mechitza by a wedding. Mm-hmm. Frum. Today, if you don't have a mechitza by a wedding, it's, I don't know, the world has come to an end. But yet, get the video, right? Everyone has a video of the wedding, and then what will the men do? They watch the women dance on the video. And that's even worse, because one thing, when to watch the women dance live, you're a little embarrassed, so you're not going to really look so closely. But on video, when you come home and you get the video of the wedding and you watch all the women dance, you really look and watch. You watch this one, that one. So it's even worse. So what are we faking ourselves? And having the mechitza, you're not allowed to look at the women. But then when you come home, you watch the video. So I did hear, years ago that there are some very heavy-duty charedim. You have to have the money for this. They have 2 separate videos. Really? A video for the men and a video for the women. Can you imagine such a thing?
What? Videographer.
As women who do the video, right, who do the recording also. That's also. In Eretz Yisrael, they're into that. In America, you don't see that, but in Eretz Yisrael, that they're much more sensitive to this. That they will only allow a woman to video the dancing by the women. All right, but that's not the point I want to talk about. The point I want to talk about is that it's called a Yom Tov. It is called a Yom Tov. Tu B'Av is a very important Yom Tov. We discussed this a little last week. The Yom Tov is one of the reasons why it is a Yom Tov is because it is the day when they first have an opportunity now to learn more Torah. The entire summer, many people in Klai Yisrael were busy cutting wood for the Mizbeach. You need a lot of wood for the Mizbeach for the following year. And when it comes to Tu B'Av, the Koyach of the sun is diminished, because the summer it's the turning point in the summer where the days are getting shorter, but the koyach of the sun is diminished to the degree where it's no longer worthy of cutting wood for the mizbeach, because the wood will not be thoroughly dry. There will be a slight degree of moisture which causes worms to breed, and that type of wood is disqualified for the maracha. Therefore, they would stop cutting wood. If they would stop cutting wood, what would they do with their free time? They would sit and learn. You cannot say otherwise that it is an incredible hashgacha pratis that today is the first day, a new haschol of shas. And the sima today is daf beis and mesech the brachas. It's mamish what Yom Tabar Magal is all about. I mean, it's just half level fella. The chances of something like this happening, the whole hashgacha, you should tell you something just interesting, is that there are 2,711 daf. That's not the way it originally started out. When Rav Meir Shapiro decided to, when they initiated the daf yomi, so it started in Rosh Hashanah, as they said with the Sima Shas, the Imri Emes, he started learning, it was decided by the Agud Convention that we're going to start to learn Shas on Aleph Tishrei. And there were many cycles, but in the classic editions of the Shas, there were a few Mesechtas Tamid, I'm not exactly sure the exact Mesechtas, there were a few Mesechtas at the end of Kadashim, which were the blot were condensed. It was very, very large dafen. And in Masech Tashkolim and Masech Tamid, there's a lot of hashkach in what was included in the cycle of Daf Yomi, because there are some Masechtas that are not Talmud, it's just Mishnayis, and there are some which are part of the cycle, and there are many that are not. Why? Some yes, some not. Some were printed in the classic editions of the Talmud Bavli, and some were not. Somehow, I don't know the details, some were included, some were not. But it came a point in time many years later where there was a new printing of the Talmud, and in the new printing of the Talmud, they took those Masechtas, which were compressed into only a few pages, and they expanded it into more pages. I don't know the exact numbers. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, it was his decision. He was then on the Mo'etzes Gedolei Yisrael, and at that time, Daf Yomi wasn't like what it is today. It was a very small group of people learning Daf Yomi. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that being that the printing of the Talmud in the old editions, it's impossible to learn, the average person to learn one Daf. To go, it's like learning five daf in one day because it was compressed in such a small amount of space. For the following cycle, we're going to learn with the new printing of the Talmud. The Talmud was reprinted many, many times, obviously, in Kivon Shas, but in certain Masechtas it was expanded. So Moshe made the decision, this probably goes back 30, 40 years ago, that from now on we're going to learn the new edition. That expanded the number of dafim from 2,700 and whatever it was to an additional number of dafim, the 2,711. And that changed the whole, that changed the dates. That changed the dates of the Siyum HaShas. It's interesting. And Hashgacha Pratis has that today, on Tu B'Av, Yoyim Tav HaMagel, the day that Klal Yisrael celebrated as a Yom Tov because they were able to spend more time learning, it was a new Haschola in Limud HaTorah. For Klal Yisrael is a new Haschola, a new Seder Daf HaYomi. I also want to point out, there's a very beautiful Vart of this that the Tu B'Av, what is Tu B'Av? B'Av. B'Av is B'Alef Beis. B'Av. B'In Aleph Beis. What is the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? Two is Tesvav. Today is the 15th day of Chodesh Av. But what is Tu B'Av, the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? The letter Samach. So today is all about the letter Samach. And it fits very well with the Gemara. The Gemara says that the girls would go out into the fields and would dance in circles, in mechoilas, in circles. And Chazal also tell us that the letter Samach is very much connected with Shiduchim. With the minhag Yisrael, that the Kala goes around the Chosan seven times. Yisoyvev Gever. The Kala, it's based on the Pasuk in Mishlei, that the Kala is supposed to circle the Chasan, that she's supposed to provide protection, provide for her husband a proper environment. And this really comes from the Maisa Bereishis, because it's about the Turin. The first time the letter Samach appears in the Torah is Vayiskor Bosar Tachtena, where Hashem took the rib from Adam HaRishon, and from that rib He fashioned a wife. And in its place, Hashem closed up that section. And Darshan explained that when it says that Hashem closed up that section, it doesn't just mean Hashem closed up. It means by taking the rib out of Adam HaRishon and creating for him a wife, man has now been protected. Man without a wife is wild, is dangerous. He needs a wife to keep him in check. He needs a wife to surround him, to go around him, and to keep him in check. And that's why it says, "Lev Sanach VaYisboy Bosar Tachteha." Hashem put Bosar in the place where the rib was taken. But in the larger picture of things, it means Hashem took out the rib, and the male Hashem put Bosar around man to protect man from being a Vilna Chaya. He always has a wife watching after him and giving him Musra and telling him everything that he does is no good, and she is right.
Man.
A man, very good. One was right. The civilized man, excellent. So the Samach is very much related to a wife. And that's exactly what the men did on this day. They went to look for a wife. They watched the women dance in the vineyards. And they couldn't tell who was who because everyone was wearing strange clothing. And they selected for themselves wives. And this is the Indian of Tuba of the letter Samach. But the letter Samach also refers to the Masechtos and Shas. Shishim Heim Melachos. Heim Melachos. It says in Shir Hashirim, there are 60 queens. And Chazal, it's a very well-known medrash. What are the 60 queens? There's 60 mesechtos in Shas. There are Shisha Sidarim. Shas stands for Shisha Sidarim, but there are 60 mesechtos. So Haloi Davar, on the first day, on Tuba Av, today is Tuba Av. Tuba Av also means the 15th letter bit Aleph Beis. The 15th letter of Aleph Beis is Samach, and Samach in Chazal is a code for the Mesechtos of Shas, Torah Shabbal Peh. And here on this day of the calendar day of Tuba Av, Klal Yisrael begins once again the 60 Mesechtos of Shas. So it's circles starting again, all the different things related to the inyan of a Samach and a circle on this beautiful day of Tuba Av. Another, a few remotes, some beautiful remotes that I came across in the Pirin for on Tuba Av. It says Tuba Av, as we all know, was the first day when you can wish your friend Ksiva v'chasima taiva. Tuba Av marks the beginning of the season of the Yomim Noiroim. This is well known. It's even a very nice gematria, which, as you know, I'm not a big fan of gematrias, even though I tell you gematrias every day. The gematria of Chanisha Asa Be'av is 998. Two ways for me to start making the math. I think I wrote down here somewhere. 928. The gematria of Kesiva V'chasima Toiva is 928. Check it out. Don't trust me. And the gematria of the words Chanisha Asa Be'av is 928. Kesiva V'chasima Toiva is 928, and Chanisha Asar Be'av is 928. Check it out. So today is the first day. You have to figure it out. You do the gematria, you'll tell me. Make it fit. Okay, that's right. 9 months, the first day you can wish your friend Iksiva Vachasima Toiva. Why is that so? So first of all, let me give you a few remazim. This beautiful pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim: Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem Roshechem Shifteichem Zikneichem Shifteichem Kol Ish Yisrael. Maybe I should make up the pasuk exactly. Mechoitev Eitzecha Ad Shoyev Meimecha. From the woodchoppers to the water drawers. What is it referred to when it says, and what is Hayoim? Hayim, every time it says the word Hayim refers to Yoim Hadin. That's a Chazal. Every time it says in Tanakh, Vayehi Hayoim, it was the Yoim. It was Rosh Hashanah. It was Yoim Hadin. The Pasuk can summarize what is the Yoim, what is the Yoim encompass. It goes from Tu B'Av until Hoshana Rabbah. Why you Tuba until Hoshana Rabbah? Hoshana Rabbah was the last day of Shivas Mayim. The last day during the 6 days, the 6 days of Chol HaMoed was Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What did Klal Yisrael do during Simchas Beis HaShoeva? They would draw water from the Shisim, from the Tohim, and they would pour it on the Mizbeach. Shoyev Meinech. And what is Choyte Veisecha? The day they stopped cutting wood for the Beis HaMikdash. When did they stop cutting wood for the Beis HaMikdash? On Tu B'Av, because the sun's koyach has been diminished. The sun's koyach is diminished. Now it's a time to celebrate. You have free time. Mechoitei Veitzecha from Tu B'Av at Shoyev Meinecha until Hoshana Rabbah. This is all nichlal in Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kuchem. It's all nichlal in the tkufa of the Yemei Hadin. So today Tu B'Av is the beginning of the Haskola of Yemei Hadin. Today is when all the Bali Tokea take out their shofar and they start practicing. Today is the day when all the Balei Tzvila, it's not a joke. We're not mocking on anything today. Today, unfortunately, things have really been diminished, but in ancient times, the Balei Tzvila, the people that were set aside to be the shots, Bal Musaf, today was the day when they got serious. Today was part of, not necessarily practice. Okay, practice, that was not really the ikkah. The ikkah was to be roy spiritually, to serve as the Baal Tshuva, as the Baal Tzvila. The Baal Tzvila has an achrayas. And the achrayus is behave yourself more so than someone else. I'll tell you just a very quick vart. There was once a Baal Takeya, and he went to his Rebbe, and he asked the Rebbe, "Rebbe, what should I be mechaving when I serve as the Baal Takeya on Rosh Hashanah? Tell me all the great yesoidites, of the Takeyas." So the Rebbe said to him, "The only two things you have to know. Number one, don't be mechaving anything. Just blow the shofar because Hashem said to blow the shofar. That's number one. Forget about shameless and kavanis nonsense. Just blow, l'shem blow. And the other thing I want you is, you should remember every single day of the year that you're the Baal Tekeah. And when you remember every single day of the year you're Baal Tekeah, you'll feel an achrayus. How can I serve as a vehicle for Klal Yisrael to bring the Tekeahs, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm a person that's not conducting myself in the proper way?" So that's good for the whole year round. But Allah has come v'kama, the people that serve as representatives for Klal Yisrael on Yom Nerayim, Tu B'Av is the day when they have to start getting really serious. Okay, how far do you really go? I mean, obviously we're not so makna on these things today. However, I wish the people who serve as the Baalei Tefillah should be serious the week before, a few days before, okay, even the day before. But there's something to it. And there's no question that in Sharm Kadmonios, there's no question there was a higher expectation for these people during these days. Okay, another very beautiful remez I came across a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk in Koheles says that a person, let me see if I wrote down the pasuk, give me a half a second. If I know I have it here somewhere. Zuchor es boirecha. A person should remember his creator. Ad, when should you remember your creator? Ad ashele sechshach hashemesh v'hayorech v'hakoychavim. Before the sun, the moon, and the stars get dark. Now, what does that mean? So you look in the art school, they'll give 10 perushim what this means. Person should remember his creator before he dies. I mean, that's like a little basic, but when a person dies, he no longer enjoys the light. He no longer enjoys the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars, because in that world, in the Olam Emes, there is no star, moon, sun, moon, and stars. Okay, so you can look at the Midrashim. These pesukim were not to be interpreted literally. Remember your Creator before it gets too late. But there's a very beautiful drush. The beautiful drush is that there are really three tkufis. There are three different tkufis of Yimei Hadin. There is the Shemesh, and the Shemesh refers to Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the day when the Shemesh is diminished. The sun, on Tu B'Av, the sun no longer is B'Tokva, is in its night. The sun gets dark. And that's why we stop cutting wood for the Beis HaMikdash, because the sun no longer has its full strength, does not have the ability to dry out the wood, to remove its moisture. Then there is the Yoreach. When is the Yoreach dark? Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is called the day Tikul B'Chodesh Shofar B'Keseh L'Yom Chagein. All of our holidays pretty much are during the middle of the month, because Klal Yisrael is compared to the moon, and when is the moon in its Tokfai? When is there a full moon? The full moon appears in the middle of the month. What is the exception? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month when there is no moon. The moon is invisible. Tikul B'Chodesh Shofar B'Keseh L'Yom Chagein. When the moon is B'Keseh, the moon is concealed. So the moon is dark. So that's another time when a person should do tshuva. He do tshuva when it's dark on Rosh Hashanah, when the moon is dark. And the third time, we discussed this in our Minhagim section, I believe, is Hashana Ramba. There used to be a minhag, it's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah Taka says you shouldn't do this anymore, because we're not thinking what this means, that you would go on Hashana Ramba, and you would try to see, you can see your shadow, you look at the stars.
What day is Hashana Ramba?
Hashana Ramba is right before the day before Simchas Torah. The last day, the day before Simchas Torah. Sukkot. Hashanah Rabbah is the last of the days of Sukkot before Simchas Torah. The person goes out into at night and he looks at the stars and he looks to see if he can see his shadow. If a person can see his shadow at night, it's a good simon. If you can't see his shadow, it's a bad simon. It's brought down in the Ramah, such an ancient minhag, to look at the stars on Hashanah Rabbah. Mishnah Berurah, I believe, says that Bisman Azel, we do not know what this means, and therefore a person should not do this because you'll get all upset, the simon's not going to work, and you'll get all upset, and really you don't know what you're doing, and it's meaningless, so forget about it, don't even try. But there is such a thing as looking at the stars on Hashanah Rabbah. Those are the three times of tshuva. Do tshuva. Don't wait. Zechor es bereecha. Remember your Creator. Do tshuva. Do tshuva before the sun gets diminished. Meaning before, get do tshuva before, what does it mean the sun gets diminished? Before Tuba off. That's when the sun is smitten. Tuba off is the time when the sun is no longer betokfai. And do tshuva before the moon goes dark. When does the moon go dark? Rosh Hashanah. And do tshuva before Hashanah Rabbah, the kvittel. Hashanah Rabbah is when you go out and when the stars are diminished, when you're looking to see if you can see your shadow in the stars. But one thing that we do to extract from this pasuk in Koheles, there's something called doing tshuva before Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av already is a day when a person should begin to do tshuva. Okay, one of the very important things to know about Tu B'Av, it's a day for Shidduchim, obviously. It's a big, I'm sure you've all received flyers, the segulas that they'll send you. They'll go to the Kaisel and they'll daven for you. They'll daven for Shidduchim at the Kaisel on Tu B'Av, because Tu B'Av is a day when the boys will look for Shidduchim, when the girls will go out and dance. Why is it so connected to Shidduchim, besides the obvious reason that we just, all these things that we spoke about, but it's also 40 days before the creation of the world. When was the world created? On the 25th day of Elul. What was Aleph Tishrei? 5,772 years ago. What happened on the first day of Tishrei? Adam was created. Adam was Hayoim Haras. Well, Hayoim. But when was Adam created? The first day of Tishrei. What? That was the sixth day of creation. So that means creation began 5 days before Tishrei. The last 5 days of the previous Elul is when Hashem created the world. So the world was created, the Bereishis Bara Elokim took place on the 25th day of Elul. If you go 40 days backwards from the 25th day of Elul, you come to the 15th day of Av. 40 days before. What does it say 40 days before creation? Basco. There's a Basco which goes out and says, Ben Ploini Le Ploini. So 40 days before is when the Basco goes forward and announces something significant is going to happen. And being that we find this concept of a Basco going forward with regard to Shidduchim, so there is an awakening, a mingling of the Bascos. A mingling of the Baskos, since Tu B'Av is a day of Shidduchim, because the boys would go in and look for girls, and it's also a day of the Baskol for creation, the ultimate Baskol, and there's something called the Baskol for Shidduchim, that's what Chazal said, 40 days before Yitzira, Baskol goes forth and says, Bas Plani Le Plani, there's a mingling of the two, and therefore people are searching to hear that Baskol on Tu B'Av. So Tu B'Av is a very special day, obviously. And let's leave it for now with that. Now let's go to some Chumash. In Parashas Vo'eschan, I saw a beautiful word from Rav Bernard Weinberger from the in Shemin Atayv, the Rav of the Young Israel of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and then Williamsburg, Dean Williamsburg of Brooklyn. He's now retired, right? Long retired. So yes, we have here.
Things here. 40 years ago.
They read about it in this day.
What?
Arugay Beitar.
The burial of Beitar.
In this day, they were buried.
They were buried, right. The Gemara says that, right. The Beitar, the Harugei Beitar, were given to Kvura on Tu B'Av. The fourth bracha, Birchas HaMazon, was composed to commemorate Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the miracle they lived for 7 years, that they did not decompose. Their bodies did not decompose. Beitar was the massacre. Beitar took place how many years? 65 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Romans did not allow the people to be buried for those years, for not many 7 years. And finally, on Tu B'Av, 7 years later, they were given to burial, and their bodies did not decompose. And this was a very, very great simcha. We can't even begin to imagine the simcha. Why was it a simcha? Because Klal Yisrael felt that it was all over. The Churban Bayis Sheni, Golos, there's no hope. It's mamish, no hope. It's curtains for real. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle. Their bodies did not decompose for 7 years. It was a sign from above. Hashem is saying, it's not over. Strengthen yourselves. Be mechazek yourselves. There was a Churban, there's Golos, there was Beitar. But don't worry, I'm still here with you. Imoy Onoichi Bitsara. An incredible nechama. Nachamu nachamu ami. An incredible nechama. And therefore we commemorate, it's one of the very big Yom Tovim, the day of Tuba. Now let's go to the parasha.